SRN News. I'm John Scott. At the Oval Office swearing in, President Trump said Attorney General Pam Bondi will restore fairness at the Justice Department.
She's going to end the weaponization of federal law enforcement and restore honesty and integrity at the DOJ and the FBI.
Bondi confirmed in a 54-46 Senate vote Tuesday that was almost entirely along party lines, the lone Democrat to join Republicans, Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman. Scott Turner confirmed as the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Turner, a former NFL player and Texas representative, was confirmed by the Senate in a 55-44 vote. HUD is tasked with enforcing and coordinating federal housing law. President Trump this afternoon will sign an executive order that's designed to prevent people who were biologically assigned male at birth from participating in women's or girls' sporting events. Also at SRNNews.com, there's party line reaction on Capitol Hill to the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency. In remarks, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer explains that DOGE is doing too many things in secret.
The American people deserve to have a seat at the table when these important decisions are made, but so far, DOGE is operating entirely in the dark.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the executive branch has broad authority to review how federal agencies are operating.
They're using that authority right now in a way it hasn't been used in a long time, so it looks radical. It's not. I call it stewardship. I think they're doing right by the American taxpayer, and we support that principle. When it comes to the point of codification and legislation and all the rest, we'll be evaluating all those things.
House Speaker Mike Johnson. On Wall Street, stocks still mix. The Dow up 214 points, the NASDAQ composite 2 points in the red. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse dropping help from the skies in Sudan.
There's a civil war going on, and it has forced tens of thousands of people to flee their homes for the jungles. The problem is, they don't have any food. Enter Samaritan's Purse. The giant Christian relief agency has begun airdropping beans, corn, and other staples into designated rural areas where the refugees can pick them up and survive. Sudan's latest civil war began in 2023 and shows no signs of concluding anytime soon. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York's Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul has signed a bill to shield the identities of doctors who prescribe abortion medications. This comes days after a physician in the state was charged with prescribing to a pregnant minor in Louisiana. The new law, which took effect after it was signed Monday, allows doctors to request for their names to be left off abortion pill bottles and instead list the names of their healthcare practices. This is SRN News. After receiving 215 votes to impeach the Philippine vice president, House Majority Leader Manuel Jose Dalipe says the complaint goes to the Senate, which will serve as a tribunal.
The said impeachment complaint against Vice President Sara Zimmerman Duterte and consistent with our rules, I move that the Secretary General be directed immediately to endorse the same to the Senate.
Lawmakers accused Duterte of a wide range of crimes, including plotting to assassinate the president and large-scale corruption. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party trying to regain power in the federal territory that includes New Delhi. Modi's party hasn't won that territory that includes India's capital in over a quarter century. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.